This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
Smooth Me Love Man is on the way this morning. But we've got to get to news headlines first.
Morning is the news. And all of it is good.
Morning.
And the weather's good.
It's nice to see you all again.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
And with our first look at news this morning, here's Lisa Sanchez. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. A Texas congressman claims President Trump's firing FBI Director James Comey and his remarks afterward amount to illegal obstruction of justice and intimidation. Democrat Al Green is now calling for Trump's impeachment, but he says he'll wait a few weeks before taking any action so the public and fellow lawmakers can react. Green says Trump acknowledges that he considered Comey's investigation into potential Russian meddling when he fired him. He also cites a tweet in which Trump warned Comey he'd better hope there are no tapes of their conversations. And troubling new information about the situation in Syria. A State Department official announcing that there's evidence of mass executions with the discovery of satellite images indicating there's a crematorium in a prison complex. Here's more from ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
The evidence of the crematorium is circumstantial. No images exist from inside, but Amnesty International has recreated the prison itself based on interviews with those who managed to survive. The U.S. blames Assad for the crematorium, but says Russia and Iran have played a part for supporting the regime.
The U.S. is closely monitoring the global ransomware attacks in a White House briefing. The counterterrorism advisor Tom Bossert says global ransomware attacks continue around the world, and he also said what companies were affected by it.
We continue closely monitoring the situation around the clock at the highest levels of government. We're bringing all the capabilities of the U.S. government to bear on this issue and are working side by side with our partners in the private sector and our international partners. The ransomware has disrupted telecommunications companies, hospitals, and other organizations, and we had a small number of affected parties in the U.S., including FedEx. If you follow the mitigation advice published by DHS, the FBI, and Microsoft, and have patched your systems, you are protected against all of these variants.
And in a story first reported by the Washington Post and then by the New York Times, President Trump reportedly gave the Russian foreign minister and ambassador some top secret classified information during their White House meeting last week. According to the Post, the information was provided by a U.S. partner, and so classified it was even withheld from key allies. Here's ABC's Serena Marshall reporting from Washington.
The Washington Post reporting President Trump's intelligence disclosures, quote, jeopardize a critical source of intelligence on the Islamic State. But the White House standing firm, this didn't happen. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation.
McMaster refused to take any questions, simply ending with,
and I was in the room. It didn't happen.
Serena Marshall, ABC News, the White House.
The closest they come to anything specific here, they say that Trump described details of an Islamic State threat related to using laptop computers on aircraft. Now, I don't know how top secret that was, but it was all in the news last week.
It was not top secret. Don't worry, friend. He just showed us where the aliens and the studio they filmed the moon landing was at. That's it.
I don't know how top secret this, unless there was something else and they're not, you know, putting it in print because it's still top secret. But the one example they give is something that I heard you do on the news last week, that terrorist, it's one of the reasons they're not going to let laptops on board. You remember we did the story last week? Trump met with the Russian ambassador, the Russian delegation on Wednesday. If we didn't do that story before Wednesday, we did it on Thursday. So I can't see what the huge national threat. Hey, he might have said, did you watch the news today? Apparently the terrorists are going to try and use laptops. How about that?
So President Trump tweeted out an hour ago, as president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled
Screw it. You know, I try to be helpful. As much as I can.
I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. I've been asking Director Comey and others from the beginning of my administration to find the leakers in the intelligence community.
He likes those leakers, huh?
No, so, he used to love leakers. He doesn't like leaks anymore. Now that he's in power.
Yeah, but no matter what he's doing, he's always in search of leakers.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, his cover photo is so white. There is not one Mexican or African American to be seen.
Oh, it looks like the 2016 Oscars then.
His cover photo on what?
Twitter. Well, because I just saw that the story was just up on the front page. It says Trump admits, breaking news, Trump admits sharing intelligence with Russian officials. Mm. Quote, I have the absolute right to do so. So, all right. Well, I guess let's go ahead and hear from more. Oh, man, this is such a cluster sometimes. The Trump administration yesterday, apparently, as of everything but an hour ago, was fighting back against the bombshell Washington Post report. He said that at no time, quote, were intelligence sources or methods discussed.
What's got you so tickled today?
Because this is hilarious, because they're saying, like, no, we didn't say anything. And then right now he's like, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it's okay. Oh, well, it's just here anyways.
Even if the president didn't disclose sources and methods or information about military operations, he still could have disclosed highly sensitive information that could lead the Russians to determine what those sources and methods were.
Sometimes I feel like he's kind of the toddler and the rest of the White House is just like the mom trying to like gather everything that's going on behind him, the little mess that he makes.
Yeah. They need to put up like those childproof electric outlets and
put the little locks on all the cabinets.
Yeah. And,
metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. So let's talk about something else. An Ohio police officer, this is so scary, while responding to a drug involved call on Friday night, accidentally touched fentanyl and he overdosed on it.
What is fentanyl?
So right now with the heroin epidemic, there's a bunch of different versions and things that people are selling in the black market. Fentanyl is a drug that is like 30 times the potency of heroin.
Because so, it sounds like a prescription name.
It is. It is.
You can get a prescription for the stuff that's 30 times more potent than heroin?
You can't get a prescription
for
it. Just
look at the pharmaceutical industry, man.
Yeah. You can't
get it. People want to complain about marijuana. Just look at what they're pumping pills out of.
Yeah, it's like very, very dangerous. There's a high risk for addiction and dependence on it. It causes respiratory distress and death when taken in high doses. But this is how crazy it is. So they did a side-by-side, one of the police, I guess Ohio is one of the states that's having a huge issue with this. So much so that the morgue in one of their cities actually had to call in a mobile morgue. Because they had too many dead bodies in their morgue. So they had to get like a refrigerated trailer to start taking some of the bodies on because there's just so many right now. This police officer, actually, he was arresting two suspects for performing an alleged drug transaction. They tried to dispose of the evidence in the car, which super smart. It's highly potent and deadly. They just threw it. So there was white powder all over the seat, on the floor. It was on the guy's shoes, on clothing. The patrolman did what he was supposed to do. He followed the protocol. For handling drugs. He put on gloves, he had on a mask, he was searching the car. But when he got back to the police station, another officer noticed that he had some white powder on his shirt, and just out of instinct, he brushed it off and touched it.
The second cop?
No, the actual cop.
The first cop.
Okay. Yeah, because it was on his shirt, and the other guy goes, hey, there's something on you, and he just brushed it off, not thinking about it.
You can OD from touching it?
An hour later, yes, you can. An hour later, the police officer passed out at the station and overdosed on the powder. So they called an ambulance. They had to give him a dose of Narcan. And then when he got to the hospital, they had to give him an additional 3 doses.
Is it like that Pulp Fiction scene? Get a Sharpie.
I don't know exactly how they administer Narcan, but Narcan's the one that they give people. Like when they see people passed out on the street or something, that's what the ambulances will give people. But this drug is so deadly that now even first responders, the way that they respond to things, they have to start, you know, having to think about themselves more than the people because there's so many overdoses happening right now.
You almost got to show up in like a full hazmat gear.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you can't touch it.
Think about it. They showed
up. Was that the stuff that they blew in the face of Kim Jong-un's brother in the airport? Remember that story from a few weeks ago?
Maybe. Kim Jong.
Oh, you looking it up?
Yeah, brother, and then death. No, I don't
know. I know. Remember, it was something. Drug. It was something that, you know, it reacted quickly.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. This thing. I mean, the cop literally just touched a little bit of it, and no, I think no, something they sprayed on him. And for this, this one's a powder. But yeah, they're saying that they put a side by side of heroin and fentanyl next to each other, and there was 30 times the amount of heroin compared to the fentanyl. You just need like a sprinkle of it to overdose on it. And a South Carolina coroner says a 16-year-old high school student has died from too much caffeine last month. The Richland County coroner said on Monday announced the official cause of death for Davis Kripe as, quote, caffeine-induced cardiac arrest. Officials say he drank a large diet Mountain Dew, a cafe latte, and an energy drink, all within 2 hours. Well, within hours of that, he collapsed in class in school and was pronounced dead a short time later at the hospital.
Jeez.
Mountain Dew's got a lot of caffeine in it.
So does an energy drink. And a latte.
Yeah, I'm like, the energy drink is the thing. I was just like, really?
Oh, okay, so how much did you drink? A Mountain Dew.
He had a large Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
He had a cafe latte.
Yeah.
And he had a an energy drink.
Does it say what kind? Or like what size, I should say? Because, you know, it's one thing if you have like the Red Bull can, which is like the smaller can, or the, you know, the huge monster energy drinks like Buzz has right now.
That was like the other day he bought me one, and then I read this story saying like how the energy drinks are, they can make you up for like 4 times more as likely to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you can have it. I gave it to Buzz.
It doesn't sound like all that much caffeine. I mean, obviously it was deadly in this case. And
yeah, it says he had
like, I'm sure that people have had that same amount, like, caffeine, like 3 drinks and been okay. I mean, maybe a little jittery, but.
Yeah, it says a large Mountain Dew and McDonald's cafe latte and an energy drink within 2 hours. They said ingesting such a large amount of caffeine over such a short period of time caused a condition known as cardiac arrhythmia, where the heart stops beating properly.
Should a 16-year-old really even be drinking that much caffeine?
Yeah, where are the parents?
I used to drink a ton of energy drinks when I was around that age. So that's why I'm like, it says
I could have died, Lisa.
I know.
You're like that now?
No, not at all.
Buzz, you drink energy drinks every day.
And coffee. And Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Still caffeine.
Yeah, still caffeine.
He had a diet Mountain Dew.
I didn't. They said that the kid the case did.
Yeah. They said that it just it was the speed that he drank it. He said that the caffeinated drinks, the speed that he drank it, the same amount of caffeine on any other day throughout the entire day may have been okay. You can also line up 5 people and all of them do the same thing, and maybe it won't have any effect on them at all. So that's what's so dangerous.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
All right, back to news headlines. Lisa, what else we got this morning?
All right, let's talk about a little bit of a weird, crime report. A woman in Oklahoma robbed a drive-thru with a hammer and tried to get away on foot. Unfortunately, though, her accomplice thought it was all a game. It was an adorable accomplice.
What the heck would be going on in this neighborhood?
About 10 o'clock this morning, a female wearing a Batman t-shirt came into the Brahms here at Grand and South Penn. She ended up smashing the screen of the register, the credit card holder, and then tried to run away with the cash register before she was able to break it open. She lunged at the drive-thru window to yell at the customers and ended up breaking out the window of the drive-thru with the hammer.
To me, that's just plain nuts. You know, this day and age, that's just nuts.
Yeah, she actually had a pit bull on a leash that was waiting outside for her, and she was actually pushing the dog over the fence and then jumping over the fence behind the dog. During that time, her dog actually was running with the officers, thinking that this was a very fun game.
Yeah, she's probably traveling with the wrong companion there if her dog's running with the police.
Okay, a couple observations there about that story. So they were saying,
we hear all Brahms.
Brahms. I love Brahms.
I know. That's what I heard then. That's the first thing I thought of.
Did I ever take you to Brahms?
No.
You just heard me talk about it.
Yeah.
Brahms started off as an ice cream parlor. And then they started making, when I was a little kid, they started making ice cream. I mean, they started making burgers and fries.
Mm-hmm.
And now most of them are also like little miniature grocery stores, too. Mm. It's so damn good.
Sounds delicious.
Love me some Brahms. They got them in Texas, but only, like, I think they've only got them within a 200 or 300 mile radius of where their dairy is. Because it's fresh and they run it out there. So they got them in Wichita Falls. They got them in Dallas. They used to have one as far west as Canyon, which is just south of Amarillo. I kind of know like where each Brahms, the nearest Brahms to me is at all times. I don't think they got them in Abilene. I think Abilene's like just out of reach.
Like that's just past the cutoff?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay, what else, Lisa?
Let's talk about a swingers club in Nashville. They found a way to get zoned as a church so that they could stay hidden from the city.
Now, what gets me is they went to the city and said, legal. we want to have a swingers club. The city said no. So they went, but the same people went back to the city and said, how about a church? And the city said, oh, well, that would be fine then.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking to do some kneeling.
They were like, so, and like the thing is that sex clubs are legal, but they have to be in industrial zones and they can't be more, they have to be more than 1,000 feet away from schools and churches. And then this one was right across the street from a Christian elementary school. So that's why they're like, JK, we're actually a church. Here's a little bit about the sex club.
I was shocked, quite frankly. I was shocked. Maybe I'm naive. I did not expect it to be as graphic as it was. They witnessed sex acts and other acts that indicated that the property was not being used as a church.
What did the inspectors find in the choir room?
They found people engaging in sex.
And to choose to do that close to our school campus, close to a couple of churches, it's infuriating. I see it as a victory for our community. We will celebrate the fact that they'll have to go do this somewhere else. We wish it would be no other place, but it won't be in Madison.
The first guy there was the Metro Zoning Administrator in Nashville, and the second guy was the guy across the street who runs the Christian church.
Oh my gosh.
So they popped in and found people having sex inside what was supposed to be a church. Although, you know, awkward. I can imagine a lot of people were yelling out, Jesus, and oh God.
Yeah.
So there was reportedly a lady over in the corner performing on an organ.
Oh,
this sounds like rock and or roll.
And they were actually hiring, I hear, at the Swinger Club Church. Yeah. They had a few missionary positions available.
Oh, dear.
So they got put out of business, huh?
Yeah. No, yeah, they did.
Yeah, you got to spend a lot of time on your knees if you want to get to heaven.
I've heard most of my life about heaven. I could get there, goodness, I'd show. Oh, some old Baptist preachers, Sunday school teachers, told me that's where I'd like to go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all supposed to love it in heaven.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's better than hell down below.
Amen.
If it's a reward for me, for eternity, there's a few things that I'd like to know. Do you think there'll be Hummers in heaven? That's something I'd look forward to. Will there be lots of nookie and chocolate chip cookies? Cause a guy needs some fun stuff to do. I want a cool pickup truck up in heaven. And a girl in tight jeans sitting near. But if I can't get a Hummer, it'll be a big bummer. Cause I sure can't get one down here. I want a big screen TV up in heaven. A full schedule of sports and porno. I want girls girls with big hooters serving tequila shooters. But if I can't get a Hummer, I don't want to go. Everybody, come along with me. Do you think there'll be Hummers in heaven? I'll find out when I am reborn. My halo is glowing, and if there's some blowing, I hope it's not Gabriel's horn. There'll be Hummers in heaven. That's something I'd look forward to. The thing that I follow better have chicks that swallow, cause that's what I'd like them to do.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Hey, joining us this morning, he's got more advice for the lovelorn. Please welcome to the studio. Let me get, I just got to get off mic to get the door here for a second. Smooth B Love Man joins us.
Oh. Hey. All
right. Yo.
Oh.
What up, everybody?
Welcome back, Smooth.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Brandon, with your badass self over there?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
Look at the lovely ladies. All the lovely ladies. Got Lisa and Barbacoa. It's like a combo sampler at Taco Cabana. I got a hot tamale on this side and some spicy barbacoa on the other. Yeah. Now, listen here. This is something a little different for me. You may be surprised to learn that today is Love a Tree Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not hug a tree. Not appreciate a tree.
Love
a tree day. Oh. Now, to me, that sounded like quite a strong emotion to feel for some flora. I thought to myself, Smooth, they can't be talking about getting free with a damn tree, are they? So I did a quick Google search, and here's what I come up with. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready.
Ecosexual.
Oh.
E-C-O sexual.
Oh dear.
Here's the definition. A person that finds nature romantic, sensual, and sexual. Or a person who imagines nature as they love her. So, yeah, they talk about doing it nasty with trees. That's what it's all about.
Oh dear.
It said in the article I was reading that there are now over 100,000 people who identify as equal sexual.
Oh.
And it's as I've always said, to each their own.
Yeah.
So whether you try to seduce a sycamore or romance a redwood, it is Love a Tree Day. So here are a few patented smoothie love lines. For you freaky freaks out there.
Yeah.
You just walk up to a tree and say, hey girl, you got so many twisted up limbs and gnarled branches. I know you must be naughty. Do you get it, Lisa?
K-N-O-T-T-Y. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Naughty.
Very good. Oh.
Number two. Yo, what up, sexy tree? Unlike old growth forests, my wood is sustainable.
Oh, jeez.
All night long, that's what I'm talking about. Make some saplings before this night is over. Number three. Say now, you luscious leafy lady. I hear trees take in nasty, polluted air and turn it into fresh oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got some dirty, dirty emissions I'm gonna pump into you.
Oh, yeah. Oh dear.
Number four. Hey, 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 hold on for a second. Are you sure you a lady tree? Because I just noticed you appear to have nuts. Use any or all of these smooth B love man lines on Love a Tree Day. And soon your hand won't be the only kind of palm you'll be getting lucky with. Yes, as you commune with nature over and over again, you will soon know what a maple syrup farmer feels like as you tap one tree after another. Until next time. Excuse me. Just the visual image of tapping one tree after another got to me, you know what I'm saying? Until next time, this here smooth be love man for the Buzz Adams Morning Show. Peace out, everybody.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Joanna's standing by. We've got the Hollywood Buzz on the way, but let's do our late night roundup first.
Parents at a Florida school are reportedly outraged after a video surfaced of students in a classroom twerking and giving lap dances, or as it's called in Florida, career day.
Today, somebody asked Spicer about potential congressional subpoenas of the tapes.
I think I made it clear last week that the president has nothing further on that, Hunter.
Sean, just because something happened 3 days ago doesn't mean reporters aren't allowed to keep talking about it. I mean, bachelor couple Ben and Lauren just broke up today, and I'm going to be processing that for months.
Here's what people are talking about, you guys. I saw that President Trump gave a commencement speech at Liberty University on Saturday, and he said, quote, always have the courage to be yourself and chase your dreams. Then he stopped talking because he ran out of fortune cookies. I guess there was one awkward moment during the speech when Trump said that there are more job openings than ever. And the student said, yeah, because you keep firing everyone.
A 101-year-old man recently became the oldest person to skydive. At least that's the explanation coming from United Airlines.
All right, time for Joanna to step to the mic and tell us our Hollywood buzz, entertainment news, celebrity gossip, and more. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. Buzz, did you hear about that bachelor couple that broke up, Ben and Lauren?
You mean every one of them?
Yeah. No, Tristan and Ryan.
Oh, I think that was a bachelorette.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Never mind.
No, I didn't.
You know what? I never knew who they were until a couple of days ago. I saw the show about Disney weddings. Don't laugh.
I'm just curious, what network is that on?
It was like on Freeform or something.
How do you ever find these channels?
I don't know.
Disney? Okay, one, I know what Freeform is, but two, Disney weddings, what was it like on like...
Yeah, like where they have the weddings at Disneyland and
my
Disney
friend
World.
Did that. She did that. It she got married amazing. In the pumpkin. Yeah, they took her out in the pumpkin carriage. Yeah.
Anyway, they were the hosts
do
of
you,
it.
Do you, Tom, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Not oh, even. Gosh.
Well,
it was beautiful.
Goofy doesn't officiate the wedding.
Oh, he doesn't?
Oh, no.
He just attends.
Yes, he's a guest.
He's one of the witnesses that has to sign the documents.
Those are a pretty penny, too.
If any person has any reason why these two should not be wed, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh, well, they were the hosts of that, and this was just about a week ago, maybe, and now they're breaking up. How sad.
No, not really. That's the status quo.
How shocking.
How long have they been together? Which one was Ben?
I thought you would know this.
I think I know which one he is, the one who kind of looked like Donny Osmond.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, and the chick is blonde.
And who did he end up with?
Lauren something.
Yeah.
But in the
I
whole,
think I did watch that season. Weddings, I think I actually did watch that season.
In the Disney weddings show, they were so like awkward with each other. And I guess...
You should have seen it coming.
Yeah. But I put it all together like, well, they've never hosted things together or something. They're not... They don't do this professionally. No. They were probably in the midst of a divorce there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Hollywood news, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Zac Efron has signed on to star as Ted Bundy in the movie called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile from Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker Joe Berlinger. The movie will be told from the point of view of Bundy's longtime girlfriend, Elizabeth Klopfer, who denied accusations against Bundy for years before ultimately turning him in. No word yet on who will play Klopfner. Hollywood has turned to the Bundy story at least four times before, most perhaps memorably in a two-part 1986 TV movie, The Deliberate Stranger, starring Mark Harmon, and most recently in a 2008 horror film, Bundy, an American Icon. Principal photography is set to begin this October, aiming for a release sometime in late 2018. Meanwhile, Efron will be seen later this month in a somewhat lighter role, starring in Baywatch, opening May 25th.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks funny.
It looks funny, huh?
Right. They did a good job with it so far.
With the trailer.
It looks hilarious. It does. His character seems kind of like the Ditz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hope they didn't put every funny moment in that trailer, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck. Fans of HBO's Game of Thrones were happy to hear that when the series ends, the cable channel plans to create a number of spin-offs. Now Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin has clarified the nature of those shows. And first of all, he says they're not spin-offs. Writing in his blog, Martin says that Martin says that all the follow-up shows will be prequels, not new shows that feature the further adventures of any current character. He also says that these shows may not even be set in Westeros. Did I say that right?
Westeros.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a map of it right over behind you.
Yeah, we've been over this. I forgot.
I hope they do one about those giants.
See, that's what I was thinking.
North of the Wall?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
They were saying that one of them might be like the children, when the children fought the ice zombies.
Okay.
Oh, the wildlings?
Yeah.
Well, no, not the wildlings. The children.
Elf, the forest
and
people.
Egg.
What?
What?
What is a donkey? What?
Dunk an egg.
Dunk an egg?
Yeah.
You see? I'm like, that sounds like a new Oreo they're coming out with.
Second one.
Oh, okay.
He says it won't feature any of that.
No, that's
or
unique.
Robert's Rebellion.
Oh, Robert Baratheon.
Robert Baratheon's Rebellion against the Mad King. That would be great.
Well, it's not going to be. So, sorry to burst your bubble.
Dunk and egg.
Yeah. Okay, well, that will be part of it.
That's a different book. He has a prequel that he's written about
he's
the characters
several
Dunk and
prequels,
Egg.
But none of the prequel shows will be the prequels that he's written. Fascinating. He does say he will finish the seventh book.
Eventually? How many years has it been?
Yeah,
one of my friends protested.
Still working on it.
Yeah,
the Winds of Winter. He says, I will confess, I do wish I could clone myself or find a way to squeeze more hours into the day or a way to go without sleep. Season 7 of Game of Thrones premieres in July.
I'm gonna be so mad if like something happens to him and he doesn't finish that book.
That was always one of the greatest memes of it would say like, oh, you're worried about your favorite character dying. There's only one person you need to worry about dying, and it's a picture of George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of my friends boycotted.
Not complete it.
No, one of my friends boycotted. He won't finish the books until he's all, I'll finish your books when you finish the last one.
Does he know how he wants to finish it? Does anyone know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's even clued in
because HBO at this point, the show has surpassed the timeline of the books. He has informed the writers and the producers of HBO to be like, hey, this is the direction that we're going with it. So they know how it ends.
This is a show I should watch.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily exactly how the book's going to end because there's characters that are in the books that have been left out of the show.
You're kind of a Joanna come lately at this point, though, if you're only getting into it now.
No, you can, because they said if you started...
It doesn't start till July.
Yeah, she's only about a week behind because they said if you want to watch an episode a day until the new season starts, you start it on May 5th.
And... Game of Thrones is on that box.
I may need to come over and watch it with you now.
Look at Buzz's face. He disapproves.
I don't have as much a problem with that, you know, watching episodes of shows that already been out. It's like when you can watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on your criminal pirate box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
I like this song.
So do I.
Wiener next to
obviously, we don't get a lot. That's why we like this song.
I love the most wiener we've seen in a while.
I think that's enough.
Wiener party.
Monique won't be issuing any apologies to Lee Daniels, Oprah, or Tyler Perry, and she's not afraid of any further backlash that she gets for simply saying what's true in her eyes. According to Monique, she's been labeled difficult to work with by Lee Daniels after working on Precious. Daniels has tried to cast her in other things, but studios won't go for it. The Butler was one of those things that she was supposed to be in, but Oprah ended up getting that part, and she thinks Monique pretty much burned all her bridges in Hollywood. But Monique says that she got a bad rap for just for standing up for herself, and that she's been blackballed as a result, and she's never been happy with Daniels. But he's not the only one. At a recent stand-up gig, she went after Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Was that black connected to that black man? So no, I was not blackballed. I was whiteballed by some black who had no. Who had no balls. And see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too much. It would kill me not to say the real. It would kill me not to say the real. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can suck my if I had.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Well, Monique and her husband Sydney Hicks told TMZ they believe Oprah and Tyler Perry participated in Lee's campaign to label her difficult to work with on sets.
She sounds like the ideal co-worker.
Yeah,
there.
Well, she wanted to make it clear, even though she was doing a comedy stand-up special, she was dead serious about the allegations. Monique insists that she's standing on the truth, just like one of her heroes, Richard Pryor, would.
You know, she was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
She got an Academy Award for
yes.
it. You kind of, it's up to you whether you're going to write your own ticket at that point.
Well, I mean, she had like the way paved for her already.
Well, there is an Oscars curse, they believe, but.
Really?
Not really, but, you know.
Well, look at also another one is Jennifer Hudson. She won an Oscar for her role in Dreamgirls, and really she hasn't done much yeah. after that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, she sounds like a peach. Rumors are swirling that Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert are in talks to join Katy Perry as judges on American Idol. Ryan Seacrest is also closing in on a deal to return as host, supposedly. Hopefully, ABC will offer more concrete details when it reveals its fall schedule later today. I am all over that, you guys. Meanwhile, a Fox executive was asked about losing Idol to ABC and said, quote, "It's obviously a tough one for us. It feels bad knowing it's coming back for another network." And she feels that it was extremely fraudulent to bring the show back so soon after they hyped season 15 as the show's farewell season just last year.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of hoping they'd bring Brian Dunkelman back and let him host.
Oh, he was the first host, right?
Well, and Ryan together.
Oh, they were together.
The very first season, uh-huh. They had two guys.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I heard him on a podcast. He was being interviewed by, I think, Mark Maron, but it could have been somebody else.
Uh-huh.
He's real bitter.
I'm sure.
He's like, his side of the story is that Ryan Seacrest would do everything to sabotage him.
He sounds like he would.
I could see that.
He seems
totally
like that kind
that.
Of guy with his spiky hair and
Ryan
highlights.
Was just very, very duplicitous. And
a catty bitch.
To hear Dunkelman tell it, yeah. That's the way he sees it.
It looks like Hayley Hasselhoff is following in the footsteps of her father, and not in a good way. David Hasselhoff's daughter was arrested for DUI over the weekend after she passed out behind the wheel of her Mercedes. The 24-year-old Sharknado actress was on the 101 freeway in Los Angeles around 4 a.m. when she stopped on an off-ramp. Witnesses called 911, and when officers arrived, they found Hayley passed out in the driver's seat with her foot on the brake. Once the responders got baby half awake and out of the car, they reportedly smelled the alcohol on her. And after she failed the field sobriety test, they arrested her for driving under the influence and took her to a nearby hospital to be evaluated. Once she was medically cleared, they took her to jail and booked her. As of press time, no one was sure if she was released, and no one is talking about it.
Tell me she wasn't the one in that video where Hasselhoff is down on the floor eating a hamburger off the carpet.
That would be karma.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the older one.
That's a different daughter?
That's a different daughter.
Okay.
Hey, so Brian Dunkelman, interesting fact here.
Uh-huh.
You remember the Friends episode where Chandler loses the ring, another guy buys it, the one that he's going to get to propose?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dunkelman's the guy that buys the ring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I would have had no idea.
Oh. I didn't either. I just actually just watched that episode.
Did you know that yesterday was Monica and Chandler's anniversary?
Oh.
May 15th.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. There was a bunch of stuff on Friends yesterday because I guess the news came out like they're not going to do it. Like,
oh, yeah.
That all
Jennifer Aniston is adamant that they are not doing a reunion.
Yeah, and they did like a bunch of clips of like how everyone's friends with each other, and it was an interview with Courtney Cox, and she's like, "Yeah, actually, I'm going to dinner tonight with Jennifer and Lisa. We're going to dinner and hanging out." And I was like, oh.
"They all hang out. That's so nice."
How trippy would that
They're
be
real
if
friends.
You're at the
they
table?
They really are friends.
And there's Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe sitting at the table next to you.
I'd freak out. They're the friends. That's them.
I would be Snapchatting that, like trying to real quickly find the theme song in my phone. So,
what would you need to, what would you need to find it for? Just start singing it yourself.
Yeah.
Just start clapping.
Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's DOA.
I'm not going to sing songs anymore because evidently I don't know the words to them. So,
Lisa.
Well, you
not
the,
just me.
Well, no, I'm a little amazed.
You know the I'll be there for you part.
No, we're talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
When we were singing Phil so Collins. Apparently, I thought it said this whole time, hold on, and apparently it says, oh,
no,
Lord.
No, he says, oh, Lord. And you weren't the only one, Mario.
There was quite a few people that didn't realize it.
I would have bet $1,000 that he sings,
hold on. I am so shocked. Thank you, guys.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
No, I thought it was Hold On.
Hold On.
No. Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's Hold On. That's
it's
what sounds
oh
right.
Oh, Lord.
No, because she told
hold
me.
Hold On.
Which makes me laugh because all of us were singing it, and you're the only one that was singing it right. And Joanna's like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not going to say anything.
What did they say?
It's all been a pack of lies.
Excellent.
My favorite song.
Do In the Air Tonight a cappella.
I love it.
That was so sad though yesterday. I was like, my mind is blown. I don't know what to do right
Not
now.
Not only yours, but Mario's and Buzz's.
I had no idea. I thought.
For a moment, I doubted myself.
Yeah. We had to rewatch The Hangover real quick. I was like, see that scene again.
Well, finally, hackers claim to have access to Disney's upcoming action adventure, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, and they threaten to release it early unless the studio pays a ransom. Hackers have reportedly gained access to the film about 2 weeks before its scheduled theatrical release on May 26th. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, Disney CEO Bob Iger delivered the alarming news to ABC employees at a town hall meeting in New York City that one of the studio's films was accessed by hackers. The hackers reportedly demanded a huge ransom for the film to be paid in Bitcoin, or they would release the first 5 minutes of the film, followed by 20-minute portions of it until their demands were met. Iger, the Hollywood Reporter reports, says Disney is refusing to pay. The Hollywood Reporter did not specify the title of the film, but Deadline is reporting that it is indeed Dead Men Tell No Tales. Unfortunately, Disney isn't the only target of hackers in recent weeks, since Netflix fell victim to hackers recently with the release of 10 episodes from the next season of the streaming service's acclaimed series, Orange is the New Black. Hackers everywhere.
Pirates. Pirated.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Buzz, I feel like you worked really hard on that one. Like,
no,
you took this whole time to figure that one out.
Put that together.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to watch 20 minutes of a time at a time of the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie? I don't even want to see the new Pirates of the Caribbean
you
movie.
You don't?
No, the last two have been terrible.
No, I would I'll watch it when
Cruz
it comes
Cruz
out.
Horrible. The one where they're like in the upside down ocean world made no sense at all.
Oh, Dead Man's Chest or
whatever
something.
Whatever it was, I didn't like any of it.
I've only seen the first one.
I've only seen the first one. It was fine. But I saw the third, the fourth
but
one.
But there's a lot of good praise for this one. Paul McCartney comes out in it.
Javier Bardem looks good in it.
Bardem.
See, I like the first one, and the second one was okay. By the third one, I was like, all right, y'all need to chill out. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't even look at the fourth one. And then is there a fifth? Is this like Rocky or Rambo? There's like 18. Mm-hmm.
So what do they want? They want the studio to pay them a lot of money?
Of money. They're not releasing the amount, but they
apparently
want
to
pay
you can get one
Bitcoin.
Of these criminal boxes like Joanne's got and watch, and just watch it.
It's not there yet.
But what would be, I mean, checked. When you sit down and it's like, all right, big plans tonight. I'm going to watch the first 20 minutes of a pirated copy of Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Better call my friends, have them come over, have a big viewing party the first 20 minutes.
Is that what you think we do?
I'm just saying, who would be interested in doing that?
No, I think I was going to say, I don't think necessarily Pirates of the Caribbean is the movie that they're thinking is as popular. But like, for instance, Guardians of the Galaxy, if someone really wanted to see that and they were doing 20 minutes a week or something like that, there's people. If they had...
like 2 weeks before the release.
Okay, here's a great example. Game of Thrones, if it's the brand new season premiere, oh, people 20
would
minutes.
You could do it in 5 minute increments and people would watch that.
Think about it. When they did it, Walking Dead, a minute. You got a minute of that and people were sitting there on Facebook watching it.
All right, we got to take a break. Vladimir Putin yesterday showed off his musical side.
Oh.
Did you know that Vladimir Putin had a musical side?
No. What does he play, a harmonica?
He plays piano.
Piano?
But not very well. Yeah. If you want to make it rhyme, you can say Piana Joanna.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
I've got some neckline calls, it looks like, that are waiting.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Here's the toll-free neckline number, 844-805-NECK. That's 844-805-6325. And you can call and leave a message for the morning show. It might get played back on the air. So we had, it looks like we had some people who didn't get their Mother's Day story in time for the contest we were doing last week, but still wanted to tell their story. So the question last week was, what did you do when you were younger that you feel like you're still apologizing to your mother for to this day? So did you listen to these when you were
I did.
Oh my God.
Yes.
One of them is one of them is absolutely batty.
Yes.
So here goes some of those calls from the neckline.
Hello. I was calling because there was a competition, but I couldn't get my story in about the Mother's Day, about moms holding things against you forever. Well, when I was little, I was about like second grade, third grade. I had two older brothers and we used to wrestle all the time. And when we wrestled, I ended up getting a bunch of bruises. Well, I went to school and one of my teachers saw the bruises and they sent me to the nurse's office. And when the nurse asked me what happened, to help me protect my brothers, I told them that my mom used to beat me. When the nurse heard that, she had to call CPS and get the cops called over to my mom's. So the nurse is holding me and they have cops holding me because they thought, well, my mom abused me. So they ended up sending cops over to my house and they decided to mess around with me and told me when I got off of school that they arrested my mom, but they never did. My mom holds it to me again to this day that I almost got her arrested just to protect my brother.
Oh my God.
Can you blame her?
Your brother's your ride or die right there.
Did she say how old she was?
She said third grade.
Okay. So that's like 8 years old.
Nine.
Maybe in your mind you think, oh, my brothers could get in trouble, but my mom can beat me all she wants. So
yeah.
I don't guess there's any problem.
That's
there.
That's legal.
This next one, should I give some kind of like mature audience warning on this?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
The following Mother's Day story
has adult content.
Is intended for mature audiences.
Yes, I have a very embarrassing story for the Mother's Day.
Brandon, I'm telling you, like, you got to perk your ears up here. This one is amazing.
Oh, trust me, I'm well alert on this one after hearing you guys.
Yes, I have a very embarrassing story for the Mother's Day. It's hard to speak of, but back in high school, my boyfriend and I and a friend and his girlfriend decided to ditch school, go to my house, because my mom was never home, but we happened to live behind my grandparents' house. And there was a decision to have a foursome in my mom's room.
I couldn't hear what she said.
She's having a foursome in her mom's bedroom.
Oh!
With the friends and her boyfriend.
God, can you even swing a golf club in your mom's bedroom?
You know, a decision to have a foursome in my mom's room on her bed. In her lingerie.
I told you this was
Oh my God.
I didn't listen to the whole call yet.
In her lingerie.
In her mom's lingerie?
I wonder.
On her bed.
On her bed, in her lingerie.
Ugh.
And, you know, not thinking she would show up because she was at work. My grandparents actually called her saying we weren't in school, we were home. She showed up unexpectedly, caught us all in the act.
Oh my God.
Is this crazy or what?
Yup.
It gets better.
What?
The guy I was dating ran out the window, which she ended up taking the screen to his parents' house to fix. And the other two were stuck in the house.
Okay. Of all the things you're upset about, it's like your parents are going to pay for this broken screen.
Wait for it. Wait, what? There's
I
more?
I should make you pay for this broken hymen.
Oh!
And,
did you dump
and
me?
The other
no.
two were stuck in the house getting lectured by her with me while their parents showed up. The reason why I'm so paying for it is because I actually married him and we've been together for 16 years and we have two kids together and she always reminds me, well, remember that time I caught you guys?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
That is my story. Have a good day, guys. Keep rocking.
Jeez.
I guess I'm kind of curious.
I want to talk to her.
Like,
right?
Well, she said high school, but like, what era? Was this the 70s? Was it the 80s? Was it the 90s?
She sounds pretty young, actually.
Yeah.
Because she said they've been married for 17 years, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
16 years married.
So think about it, 16, and they were 16
they have
at
two
the time.
Children.
So.
90s.
I mean, they're 90s, yeah.
It's probably 90s.
Two? Yeah, she's like in her 30s? Yeah, so she's, because she sounds pretty young.
I think the mom should kind of like let it drop.
Yeah.
No, that's so disturbing though. Imagine as the mother, you see.
That she like marries the guy.
She married him. Well, I mean.
The girls are like, oh, we're going to put on my mom's lingerie.
Oh, and, gosh.
Oh, maybe the guys put lingerie on, too.
No.
So many questions.
I wanted to, yeah, so many questions.
I've said it before. I've said it again. Our listeners are bananas.
Yep.
We got all kinds out there.
She's awesome.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Hey, guys. The other day, you all were talking about whether it was cheaper to go by bus or train or fly. Friend of mine's going from here to L.A. Checked the bus. It was $180. Just by chance, he called Amtrak. He can do the same thing for $91. How's that for? I didn't realize. Thanks. Have a good one.
Yeah, but how much time is it taking?
Probably not as much as a bus.
Yeah, I think
mean,
it would be.
I've taken a bus before, but it was a long time ago, and it seems like you stop in every little wide spot on the road you come to.
Yeah, but the train routes can sometimes take you way out of the way to get there. It's not a guarantee the train's going to be quicker than the bus.
You know, I got, I told you I don't fly unless I absolutely have to. And for a while, I was going to, one time I was going to check and see what the Amtrak would cost to Dallas. And it was way more expensive than what a plane ticket would have cost. And it would have taken the better part of
a day.
Yeah, it would have taken a full 24 hours. But maybe it varies. I mean, I priced it out and it didn't make any sense to take a train over taking a plane. But
I think it just,
you know,
I think
maybe
it
I didn't find the best price available. Yeah.
Didn't you say you were looking at that whole room though? You weren't just looking at a seat?
I wanted what's called a berth. Which means it's got a little bed you can lay down on.
Yeah, that's going to be freakishly more expensive. Like, that's like flying more than first class on an airplane. You get your own room.
That's what I wanted. I wanted to sleep.
Well, no wonder it was more expensive.
Yeah. Let's move the wall here.
See our sight, see our sight. We've got boobies on the right. On the left you will see asses. Down below, sideways mustaches. Over here are the tushes. Over there you'll find the bushes. We can handle lots of traffic, and it's only kind of pornographic. We have T, we have A, and you never have to pay. Who knows, you may even read something that Buzz writes. Scott has tons and tons of chi-chis, but we'll never show guys wee-wees on our site. On our site, on our site.
First of all, the karate video is up where we went and learned about karate from an 82-year-old woman who's a black belt.
Mm-hmm.
She's also Glenn Garza's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was watching that video, I was thinking, you know, I'm like natural athlete.
Oh, you are?
My stance and just everything looks like my hand should be registered with the police as a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll remember that.
Did you watch the video, Joanna?
I did. Yeah, nice donkey kicks.
You got to see my donkey punches.
You know that's a movie?
There's
an actual movie called Donkey Punch.
Where, at the dirty movie store?
No, it's like
the dirty movie store.
No, it's actually like a thriller, like a horror, not horror, but like a thriller.
Does anybody ever perform a donkey punch on anybody else?
That's what happens. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah.
You don't want? I mean, you don't want me to save donkey punch for you?
I doubt it.
So, basically, what happens is this group of kids who work on this yacht. And it happens that the owner is off the yacht or whatever. So they go to this club. They pick up these girls. They take the yacht. They go out into the ocean. They're all partying and having a good time. And this guy and girl end up hooking up. And at the beginning of the movie, they keep talking about what a donkey punch is. And he does it.
Joanna, whatever you do, do not go to Urban Dictionary or even...
Or just Google.
Why'd you gotta do
or
that?
Or just Google.
Why you gotta say it like that? Yeah. Now I have
just
to.
Just don't do it. Don't, whatever you do, don't look up donkey punch.
And so basically he performs the donkey punch and kills her. Mm-hmm. So then it's the rest of it is the guys are trying to get the girls to be quiet about it. And the girls are trying to run away from the guys. Mm-hmm. And it's a real rapey movie.
Rapey?
Yeah.
Donkey punch. I just Urban Dictionaried it.
Told you not to. God, I try and protect you.
Wait, you just punch her head? Do you slap it?
Yeah, like...
Well, I don't think you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I don't think...
Well, you probably shouldn't do it at all. I mean, unless she's cool with
it. I mean, like a light punch, maybe?
Well, that's not what happened in the movie.
Oh, God.
And on Urban Dictionary, punching someone in the back of the head may lead to serious brain damage.
Okay.
I like how nervous Buzz got right there.
Don't describe it.
No, but they give like a warning, like... Not a good idea. The move can be prosecuted as sexual assault.
Bam.
Brandon's got a post up about drinking, and they think that being drunk doesn't change your personality as much as
you initially thought.
As you thought, or as pop culture would have led us to believe. So you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, for the most part, a lot of people think that when you go drinking, when you get drunk, like your personality changes, like you become a different person. And so the University of Missouri, St. Louis, five different traits is what they came up with. Extroversion, agreeableness, openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism. And as they would...
I call BS right now.
What?
I've known people that are mean drunks. I've known people that are mean when they're drunk.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. It's not saying that it doesn't do it whatsoever. But it's saying that the one main thing that actually does change that a lot of people don't realize that makes them feel like their personality changes is they become more of an extrovert. You're more outgoing when you're drinking. So that's what changes. So you might see more of your personality that you don't normally see, but it's always there. And the one main thing is the extroversion part of your personality that really comes out when you're drinking.
Okay, so once again, the five personality traits.
Extroversion.
Agreeableness,
openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism.
Yeah, but I've known people who are not always looking for a fight, But when they get drunk, it's like, oh no.
Okay, again.
Well, because they get more confident.
It's drunk Brenda. No.
This isn't 100% of people. Yeah. And it's not to say that that doesn't happen. But what it's saying is that most people believe, oh, well, my personality changes when I drink. When really, it's just this one aspect where you become more outgoing when you're drinking.
I think that's probably most people.
Yeah.
I think that's me, although it's been years since I've had it. No. That I'm agreeable. I'm nice. I mean, I'm more, a little more extroverted. But like I say, it's been years since I've had more than two drinks at a time. All right, and how about the sleep myths? You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so it was basically, there was a bunch of different numbers what people think about when in regards to sleep. Like 66% of people think you should replace your mattress every 10 years. You should actually be replacing it every 7 years. 43% of people think that it's okay to catch up on sleep over the weekend. Like, you kind of tough it out through the week, during the weekend.
And then I'll just sleep like 20 hours in a row and I'll be caught up.
Nope.
Doesn't work that way.
You should be getting a good night's sleep every single night. I mean, granted, there are going to be nights where you don't, but you should be focused or at least try to get a good night's sleep every single night.
Does it say how many hours for good night's sleep? Because I've heard eight is what I try to do.
I've heard eight is usually ideal. I actually split mine up most times where I'll get 4 to 5 at night. And then during the day, I'll take a nap and that'll be, a cumulative of 8 hours. But as far as catching up on sleep, a Harvard medical study says it doesn't work that way.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like you can't get 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night on the weekdays and then on the weekend be like, oh, well, I'll just sleep for like 14 12 hours.
How about what you were saying, get 5 and then the next day, I guess, getting 3 more. When I take a 3-hour nap,
it seems to work for me.
Anytime I take a 3-hour nap, I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah.
When I wake up. I'm so freaking tired when I wake up from a long nap.
Well, one thing, and this isn't in the post, but one thing that I have read is that if you want to take a nap, you want to do it in an hour and a half cycles.
So you hit a REM cycle.
Yeah. So, and it's every hour and a half. So, and you don't want to interrupt that. So if you get home at 12:30 or 1 o'clock, let's say 1 o'clock, and you're going to knock down for a nap. You'll be asleep by 1:15. You want to shoot for about 2:45. It would be when you want to wake up.
I'm really bad from with that 90-minute naps.
Yeah, but that doesn't equal 8. I mean, if you're saying get 5 hours of sleep at night and then get another hour and a half, that's still only six.
But I've also learned that I function perfectly fine on not a full night's sleep.
Weirdo.
I struggled with sleep for the longest time. Like, because you have it ingrained in your head, you have to get 8 hours, and I would stress myself out even more at night. Where you're like, okay, well, if I fall asleep now,
you're counting down the exact seconds.
Yep. And if I fall asleep now, I can get 5.5 hours, and that does nothing but prevent you from sleeping. Where if you just kind of suck it up, and you're like, okay,
I'm just going to get as
just
much
deal with it
as I
and
can.
Go with it. If you just go with the flow, and that's what's worked for me, especially since getting, starting here where we're up at 2:33 in the morning, is that you can't fight the sleep. You just have to let it come naturally.
Mm-hmm. The other day I took a nap and I asked my friends to wake me up in 90 minutes. Nobody woke me up because they feel bad for you. And they're like, well, we just wanted to let you sleep. Yeah. That's what they do to me all the time. So I didn't wake up until
you're like, that's not what I asked
3 hours later.
I told you to wake me up.
3 hours later, I was like, what year is it?
A couple other things on this study, too. 61% of people think that if you have a bad back, you should be sleeping on a firm mattress. When it's different for everybody. There's some people, if you have a bad back, you want to sleep on a firm mattress. But there are other people out there that a softer mattress would probably work out better for you. It's everybody's going to be different in this situation. And then the last thing was that half of people think that not everybody dreams. When everybody dreams, it's just that there are people out there who don't remember them.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can check this post out and all the others that we talked about, and there's plenty more too at buzzadamshow.com.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.